Hello, dear friends. This is Moment of Harmony with Euripides Barsanuvo. This is another day in which a message from this incredible educator brings to us opportunities to nourish ourselves, recalibrate ourselves, and continue pressing on our evolution. Today we're reading a message that will remind us about the teachings of Spiritism, the beautiful evolution that we're going through. Think about your possible previous reincarnation. It was probably harder than this one. If not harder, it was different. And you are better today than you were yesterday. I'm sure about it. Because we're always evolving, never regressing. Kardec asked the spirits, do we ever regress? Never. We never regress. We only progress. And certain of this progress, we need to keep seeking the good. And today, Professor Euripides Barsanuvo is going to give us new understanding on that regard, that we're always evolving, always progressing, never regressing. Are you ready, friends? Yes, as we're joining forces in different cities, different countries, different continents, you see, there is a difference that is being made because we are connecting to one another. We can only see it and understand it when we are in a different perspective. For now, we just know that this is the right thing to do. Right, Rudy? Yay! But I'll tell you, today is not the last day. I'll have a bonus message for you tomorrow, okay? So if you want, there is a one last message tomorrow, believe it or not, okay? So today is the second to last day, not the final day yet. Let's listen to Euripides Barsanuvo reminding us of what it is. This message was brought to us on April 22nd, 1957. By the way, if you're getting in now, I can't forget, before I read this message, the symposium, the 12th United States Spirit Symposium is going to happen in Washington, D.C. in a month, April 21st. Please come. Make sure that you attend. Why? Because this event is very important. As you are watching the news, we need this movement. If youth transports themselves to Washington, D.C. to fight for a cause, why can't we make an effort and be together praying for this country, praying for the people, praying for the whole world? Shall we, friends? Let's make an effort and be together. And if you want to win, the hotel accommodations, Kardec Radio, is going to do, going to offer two nights of a hotel, good hotel, in Washington, D.C., near the place where the symposium is going to happen. Two nights for two people, okay? So if you send, all you need to do to win it is put together a short clip on the event that Kardec Radio is organizing for July on the international, the first international Spiritist Youth meeting. If you do a short clip about it, telling people about this in whatever creative way you need to do or want to do, we're going to evaluate, and the two first winners are going to win each two nights of a hotel accommodation. So let's get to work. Let's get started. Today, Professor Euripides Barsanuvo tells us about a message reminding us of evolution. Beloved brothers and sisters, peace in our hearts. The consecration of the saving principles of of love must be solidified in the active practice of the good. In the dust of the millennia lie the shadows of ignorance of the eternal lessons of life and light. Time has passed, old times, when individuals were fighting in the name of the Lord. The old hatred belongs to the past, which led individuals to the bruising of the mind and the heart, putting themselves as brute beasts before their own brothers and sisters. Behold, the shadows gradually wither away the glow of the eternal truths. Souls who were still trapped in error, enveloped in darkness, today are able to achieve the divine miracle of deliverance from the terrible chains of evil. Hearts immersed for some time in the crude fluids of animality seek firmly the old bones with the shadows. On the face of the planet, there is unanimous movement around the ideal of elevation of the Christ. More than ever, individuals feel moved to the divine clarity, bringing inside the sublime desire to overcome their own personality through the wish to improve continuously and always. This is the sacred fruit of a century of gifts brought to the world of shadows through the lights of Spiritism. Blessed doctrine of restoration of Christianity in the revival of the simple lessons of the Carpenter of Galilee. Blessed light that the Master brings to all souls for edification, to the edification of all. In reality, the Divine Shepherd moves his flock of luminous sheep to collaborate in lifting up the spirits who fell in the mud of their own iniquities. Blessed Spiritism that brings Christ back to humanity. Praise thee, doctrine of salvation and comfort. Brothers and sisters, let us kneel before the altar of our conscience, begging for help and energy to understand the new responsibilities, and above all, for the accomplishment of our redemptive tasks. May Jesus be with you. Euripides Barçanufo, on April 22nd, 1957. This message has several elements. One of the first elements is about, he repeats in two, three instances of the message, the word, the concept, sacredness. And he begins by talking about consecration. Consecration means to declare how sacred something is. So he's saying the sacredness of the principles of love that are only solidified in the practice of the good. Many people talk about love. And they ask, oh, I want to be loving, but we're selfish and we're egotistic. We only think about our needs. And then if we have time, we open up for others. But what we're learning is that the sacredness of love only blooms when we do the good, when we forget about our needs, when we think of the needs of others. No matter how hard it is. I remember many times the accounts of Chico Xavier, Divaldo Franco, learning with them, and Mentor Joseph saying how often, and I say this not bragging about myself, I'm just saying if I as an ordinary person can do it, anybody can do it. Because sometimes I tell cases of Chico Xavier and Divaldo Franco, and people tell me, oh, but that's Chico, that's Divaldo. Okay, so I'm going to tell you about Vanessa. Just like everybody else, literally. Problems that I was experiencing, and I had to give a talk, or travel, or fulfill the duties. Even as a mother, or wife, or a friend, and the mentors always telling me, swallow your issues. It's your problem, nobody else's. You shouldn't stop what you need to do to help others because of your pain. You don't know the intensity of the pains of other people. So forget about yourself, Vanessa. And that's why many people think we may not go through issues in life. But everybody does. And I'm sharing this with you, again, not bragging about myself because I am also learning, but sharing with you that these spirits, when they tell us that, we have to follow through. Oh, but that's too much. That's too demanding. No, no. It's the law of life. When we are suffering, if we forget about our suffering and go, even physical pain, how often I remember going through a C-section. Yeah, Virginia was born through a C-section. And of course, in the first 3 weeks, we were in. In the third week, we were back to the center, never stopped. And I know braver women, way braver, who have more kids, like Raquel and many others that I know of. My mom, my great-great-grandmother, who had 16, 18 children, and they helped others in the Spiritist Center. And that's the way to go. There is no other way. Let me just answer to Teresa Castro's question right now. Shouldn't we know the topics to be presented at the Youth Weekend to develop a video? Teresa, I can share. If the person is willing to know more about it, I can share if you want to know. Okay? It's fair. So if you kindly please send me a message to kardecradio@gmail.com, I can certainly share more about the plans of the program. Okay? Thank you, Teresa. So, here we have to make sacred love for love, the principles of love, to bloom in their sacredness. We must, he says, solidify them in the practice of the good. But it's so good to do the good. It feels good to do the good. It's good to be good, as Dr. Stephen Post declared in his research. It is really good to be good. And God is fascinating because God makes us to be rewarded for doing the good. And I know people who are guilty. But Vanessa, I do this because it gives me pleasure. And I said, you know, but that's not your problem. Neither mine. That's God's creation. God created us to do the good and feel good doing the good. What can I say? It's like a song that I sing to Virginia. I love you so much. What can I do? What can I do? Eu amo você, que eu posso fazer? It's God telling us, I love you so much. What can I do? But to reward you when you do the good too. Well, that's God. God is good. God is great. And He creates us feeling good when we do the good. So don't feel guilty. Don't undermine or take for granted the doing the good because you feel rewarded. Because that's a natural mechanism of life. And that's a good sign that we're doing the good, when we feel good. Okay? In the next 24 hours, observe how you feel when you are being altruistic, I would say. Placing others ahead of your needs. Observe yourself, your feelings. How do you feel? Because if you feel deeply satisfied, not the ego, but it's this immortal satisfaction, it's because, I would say, sublime, which is above the level of the ego. It's a sign that you're doing the right thing. Okay? When we sometimes think we're doing the good, but we don't feel really replenished, something is off. It's a good way to measure. We need to verify what's going on here. Am I doing this because I really am helping the person, or because I have to do it, oh well, but I'm not putting my heart. And then I need to make an adjustment to really feel complete, to feel light. When we really do the good, it's light. That's why Jesus said, I call you to do this, and it's easy and light. When we are feeling heavy doing the good, we need to adjust. Maybe our intention, maybe our approach, the focus of it all, we need to think. Euripides Barsanulfo then, in the next two paragraphs after the one I just read, he talks about our past, filled with shadows. Well, but he says, that's old times. Now, gradually, we are glowing the eternal truths. And he says here to us, how beautiful it is. He says, today, we are out of that error, and achieving the miracle of our freedom from the chains of evil. Hearts that were immersed in ignorance now seek firmly to get out of it. Us. Yes, not long ago we were, right? Right, Andrea. Right, Herbert. Thank you, friends, for joining us. So remember, not long ago, look where we are. Now imagine in 10, 20, 30, 40, 50, 100 years, 200, a billion years from now. Mamma mia, only God knows where we're going to be, what we're going to do, but visualize it, because that's a sure thing. That from now to the future, we're going to be better and better and better and better. It's inevitable. It's the push of life. Always ascending. It's our ascension. Isn't that good? That's why we need to spread these teachings. To tell people, you're not doomed to the current limitations. You're not doomed to the impediments of the current time. No. Get rid of the shackles that are imprisoning you. And what does Emmanuel say? Chapter 10 of the book Thought and Life, Understanding, he says, to get rid of the shackles of the past, we need to seek the good and feel the good. Visualize the good and mold, sculpt the good with all the resources we have at hand. Right? Right, Silvio Otero. So friends, if you're listening to this on demand, feel the blessings the same way. And no matter which part of the day you're listening to this, it's an invitation also to visualize the good day and night. Because I know people, They are good at visualizing the good when it's a beautiful sunny day. But when it's snowing or cloudy or rainy or cold or and they don't know, or even during the night, they're like, oh my gosh, but the night is beautiful. God made the night so we can rest. We need the rest. It's so good. I would say, when you are in the mother's womb, okay, there isn't light inside. When you are experiencing the part of the day that we call night, feel yourself in the womb of God. And then you're going to embrace the beauty of this restful opportunity, friends. So let's see how beautiful night is as a concession of God to rest, to recharge, to go within and get in touch with the divine. Feel yourselves. If you have children, for example, or youth, or even adults, who are anxious about the night, there are reasons why, but you can help them by telling them the following. When they were in the mother's womb, it was often cozy. Of course, therapeutically we could dispute, but that's not the point. But it's supposed to be cozy. And in there, they are protected in many ways. And there isn't the brightness of any light. So when you go and experience night, it's an opportunity to feel that you're being embraced by God and recharging yourself. Okay? So that's for us an opportunity, okay, to recharge. On the face of the planet, now, this is one of the most important parts of the message. There is unanimous movement around the ideal of elevation to the Christ. It's unanimous. There is a whole movement. So don't worry. There are many spirits in the spiritual realm and incarnated who are working on that direction, and we are uniting ourselves to all of them. Soon the whole earth is going to be united to this, okay? So we are being called, right, Patricia and Tiago. Happy birthday, Tiago. Sorry, friends, that we're so scattered today. But happy birthday, Tiago. This is the sacred. He says to us, the unanimous movement around the ideal to the elevation of elevation to the Christ, our guiding model. Therapeutic question, how often during one day you look at your guiding model in your heart, Jesus, and you imitate his guidance? You follow through. It's like a Zumba class. We said it before. If the guided modern say, to the right, and we're going to the left, it's not going to work. If the guided modern say, jump, and we are lunging, it's not going to work. So we need to pay attention. Keep an eye. Because he's our guide. So he's telling, to the right, to the left. And he's a model. He's telling us how. Not only where to go, but how to do it. He's telling us at every step of the way how to proceed. You're feeling anxious? Let's say you're feeling anxious at some point during your day. Stop. What did the guidance model say? Hey, you're cared for by God, like the birds in the sky. Like the flowers. They do their part, they are not worried about it. So breathe in and out. and tell yourself, I am well. Everything is well. I trust in God. And God trusts in me. Everything is well. Say a prayer. Pause. Don't allow yourself to be in the mill, the running mill of anxiety. Everybody else is. We need to shield ourselves. And he says something else here for us. He says, individuals more than ever feel moved to the divine clarity, bringing inside the sublime desire to overcome their own personality, to improve always. More than ever, we have people on the earth who are willing to progress. More than ever. More than ever, people are willing to see the good, to see things going better. More than ever. This is the sacred fruit of a century of gifts, brought to the world of shadows through the lights of Spiritism. This is the sacred fruit of a century of gifts brought to the world of shadows through the lights of Spiritism. He's saying this because this message was brought in on April 22nd, 1957, when we then were celebrating 100 years of Spiritism, which was kick-started on April 18th, 1857. Right? So he's saying that Spiritism is making a difference on the earth. Look at us. We're better today. Why? Because of these teachings. And what are they? Blessed doctrine of restoration of Christianity in the revival of the simple lessons of the Carpenter of Galilee. Friends, Spiritism brings back simplicity. So please, let's ask ourselves, before we do anything, our guiding model, did he do this? We're talking about moral decisions. Decisions in our relationships. Simplify. Let's not complicate. Please. And I say please because we are together. We're on the same boat. If I make a mistake, it affects you and vice versa. So we need to think of the whole and be careful. Chico Xavier, as a role model of Spiritist for us, he was always very careful. In the program Pinga Fogo, which is a Brazilian program that happened in the 70s, fantastic. What I particularly like the most is not only the spoken words of Chico Xavier, the wisdom that he's bringing to us, but his emotional body language. Let's think about this. The first time he was in that Brazilian national TV was 1971. In 1971, Chico Xavier was 61 years of age. He started his pathway in Spiritism when he was 17. So let us average it out, okay? Plus and minuses. Let's talk about 40 plus years of work in Spiritism. When he came to the national TV, Chico Xavier was already undoubtedly the medium of all times. He had already published the major stellar books by Emmanuel, André Luiz, Humberto de Campos, and others. And observe his physical presence, truly humble and careful. And I remember talking to the journalist, who is my friend, Saulo Gomes. He lives in the city of Ribeirão Preto, like blocks away from my parents. And I remember him telling me, he was the one that brought Chico Xavier to that national TV. He said, Vanessa, you know what was the major highlight for us? The major highlight was that Chico Xavier was afraid of making a mistake. And a mistake not about himself, but he said, Saulo, I am afraid if I say something that is going to imprint errors in people's impressions about Spiritism. Question for us, are we being that careful? Because in the United States and around the world, these teachings were brought by the sublime mind of the Christ with God's permission and a teamwork effort in two realms that has been very well orchestrated, talking about a conductor, right, Tiago, of an orchestra, well orchestrated. Now, let us feel how hard it is. How can I enter the realm of the dissemination of the teachings, or even embracing it without being careful? I am responsible for how people are going to perceive. That is not a pressure for me to be perfect, no. It's pressure for me to be vigilant, careful, and truly respectful. I cannot change. That's why I say these lessons we do at 11 p.m. since day one, and it's been more than a year, they are the messages of the spirits. We're just reading and unfolding them, but that's not our message. We're like parrots. Blee, 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 talk about it, right? Adilso is saying that at the Inner Enlightenment Spiritist Society, on Saturday, they are going to screen the program that I just mentioned to you with English subtitles, Pinga Fogo, Chico Xavier answering to major important questions. And there will be a Q&A at 6:30 p.m. Thank you, Adilson, for letting us know. Andrea Nas is kindly sharing, I know and very well about Chico Xavier, great job done to the poor people in Uberaba, Minas Gerais, Brazil, our angel who is still among us spiritually. You're right, Chico Xavier is inspirational to us because he is really what we're talking about here. Euripides Barsanufo. We are not creating a Dollar Tree regarding Chico, Euripides Barsanufo and others, but they are examples of people who have followed through the teachings that we were giving. He says, the divine shepherd moves his flock of luminous sheep to collaborate in lifting up the spirits that were falling in the mud of their own iniquities. Euripides Barsanufo. He created a spiritual hospital named Hospital Esperança, Hope Hospital, in the spiritual realm, to help rescue spirits who are not discarnating well, because they know and they don't walk the talk. We need to walk the talk. And what does it mean? Your life and my life cannot be like everybody else's life. If you are a spiritist, your life is different. Why? Because you understand life differently. You cannot live a life like everybody else. It doesn't make sense. No. Of course people are going to look at you and find you cute, but different. Hopefully cute and different. Adorable, but different. You don't drink. You don't badmouth. You're compassionate. You're kind. You want to know more how people are going to look at you? Read the book or the books. 2,000 years ago, 50 years later, Hail Christ, Renunciation, and Paul and Stephen. The true Christians in those stories represent to us what we shall display. They won't be understood, but they will understand. They won't be forgiven, but they will forgive. They will not be given anything, but they will give much. Yes, this is the pathway of true Christ-conscious attitude. Is it worthwhile? Yes, because there is serenity within us. Then we conquer the serenity that we need, the harmony. And then he says to us, blessed spiritism that brings Christ back to humanity. Praise spiritism, doctrine of salvation and comfort. So in the next 24 hours, let us also exercise this gratitude to these teachings that change our lives, because it renews, at least we would say, spiritism renews our hopes every day. Problems happen, we may be sad and tired, but then we breathe in and out and we say, oh man, this shall pass. I know it's gonna pass. So his last advice, brothers and sisters, and this is Professor Rips Barsanov. He's not a politician. He's an educator. We as students, let's do the exercise, shall we? Kneel before the altar of our conscience. What is in the altar of our conscience? The laws of God. And what does it mean to kneel before it? Be compliant to those laws. Don't justify saying, but I couldn't hug the person because they... Just give the hug, please, shall we? Give the hug. Okay, but of course, I'm just giving a silly comment here, silly example. But, oh, I didn't give money to the homeless, because what if the homeless buys drug? What they do is their problem. What we do is our problem. So, you and I need to kneel down, surrender to God's laws. That's what he's doing. Are you surrendering? We can't power struggle with God. We have been doing this for many lives. But God, not now, not now. Later, later. Or, if you give me this, I'll do that. It's like a child. It's so adorable when you observe children. We can clearly see ourselves as adults playing the same games with God. We are just like children, bargaining, and sometimes saying, You're the best God ever. And then when things go in a different direction, I don't like you. You're not a good father. Whose father would do this? Da-da-dee-da-da-da, right? Yeah. So he says, begging for help and energy to understand the new responsibilities for the accomplishment of our redemptive tasks. We spiritists are already repairing on the earth. People think that spiritists are simply atoning. No, they are already repairing, because through the practice of spiritism, we are already reconstructing what we may have probably contributed to destroy. People's self-esteem, families, cities, nations, etc. And now We're given new tools, renewed tools, to assess this redemption in both realms, helping there and here, there and here. So that's why Euripides Barsanuffo says, let us beg for God that He grants us help and new energy to fulfill our new responsibilities. Is that a good gift, Tiago? Yes? Is that a good gift to all of us that Euripides Barsanuffo is telling us? He's empowering you and I. He's not bragging about himself. He's saying, come on, my students, let us go and do it. Empowerment. That's the message of today, friends. And tomorrow, when we come back for one more moment of harmony with Euripides Barsanuffo, let us at least once during the next 24 hours fulfill his recommendations and at least kneel before the altar of our conscience and beg that God grants us the help that we need, the strength that we need to withhold and follow through the new responsibilities, right? It's a huge immortal gift, right, sunshine? A big hug. I'm going to say the names. I can't help it. For those who came here, Katia, how are you? Raquel, Murray, my hat to you, Raquel. Alexandra, beautiful Alexandra, always reaching out to people. Valeria, what a joy when we saw you're here. It's a joy. Nora Brazil, so good to have you here, Nora, with your beautiful smile. Andrea Torres, my optimistic and hopeful friend. Adilson, our good and loving friend in the Yes Group, in the Tri-State, I would say. Teresa Castro, bringing the beautiful energies of Vermont to us. Karina Alice. Karina, only Leon Denis to express our gratitude to you for the works at Kardec Radio as well. Rihanna, beautiful Rihanna. Rihanna, keep it up. Keep it up, the works in South Africa. We're together in this. Right, Rudy? Big hug to you. Livia Moraes, beautiful smile. My friend Lea Severo, I miss you, my friend. How are you? Narciso, adorable spirit, who is the light man of the SSVA Center. Nina Dewey and the group with Valeria and Livia, right in Southampton, Virginia, south of Virginia, right? Andrea Nuss, thank you. Herbert Moraes, Silvia, how are you? Angelita, Fraternity Without Borders. Hey, Angelita, with Fraternity Without Borders.org. Silvio Otero, in our beautiful Seattle. Big hug to you. Christy, how are you, Christy? Patrícia and Thiago, what a joy to have you guys here as well. André is saying to us, being spiritist makes our lives far better. We can understand the life much better and mainly about why we're on this earth. We are here to learn to be better human beings, develop our spirit. After learning with spirituality, I try to be better than I was yesterday. And I feel light, I feel blessed since then. Thank you for your testimonial, Andrea. We're with you. And let us be thankful also to Professor Euripides Barsanuffo for his loving kindness. Never, never stopping a moment because he's always reaching out to each and every one of us. Right, Raquel Bakesh? A big hug to you, friends. And until tomorrow, for one more moment of harmony with Euripides Barçanufo. Shall we? Vanessa Christ is my granddaughter. Wow. I'm not going to cry, but what a moving. Truly moved, Sylvia. Big hug to you, friends, and until tomorrow.